88.6. This is the Phil Henry Show.
I mentioned on the air the other day I had a Tag Heuer watch. It's a watch made in Switzerland, I think, and it broke. And it's a watch that is valuable. It's a watch that is expensive. It's a watch that I don't mind telling you. And I got a Reebok on right now that's about a $200 watch. This is what I wore for 5-6 years before my wife insisted, and notice how I put it off on her, insisted that I buy this Tag Heuer watch when we were in the Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, last June. And we were in a jewelry store there, and she said, this is it. This is the bomb. This is the watch you want to get. Tag Heuer, huh? Yeah. Now, this is going to cost you 2 G's in the States. We can get this thing for 1 G in whatever. What did I say? Yeah, Virgin Islands. I forget where I was. I was on a I was either on a ship, passed out in the Netherlands Antilles, or on the U.S. Virgin Islands. But in any event, I was looking at this watch, which now I find out Costco's got them for $600. So, yeah, what a deal I got down there in Virgin Island land. So, anyway, make a long story short, I bring this watch back. And it's not moving. It's busted or something isn't happening. Well, the little silver strip of metal that they used to indicate 5, 10, 15 after had broken off at the 20 after area and was literally jamming the big hand from moving. And when I told my wife that, she said, that's impossible. I said, why? It's a Tag Heuer. I said, well, they don't break? No. Well, guess what? Mine did. Well, I just don't believe it. I can't. I'm so upset. I said, well, what do you want to do? Fly back to the Virgin Islands? I don't know what to say. Then the guy calls my show a few days ago and says, you got a knockoff, man. I've had my Tag Heuer for 20 years. It's the bomb. This thing is indestructible. I've been diving. I've wrestled sea serpents with it. It's beautiful, man. So I went home and I found a box. Mine is authentic because I got the warranty card. I got the whole thing. How many knockoffs do you know that they give you the booklet with it? The booklet and the box and the little jewel case and everything. This thing's for real. So anyway, I say that only to say that I'm going to take it and get it fixed, but whoever you were that called, you're nuts. It's real. Guy said I got a knockoff, $1,000 knockoff, which doesn't make me feel all that great knowing that I got a real one, because now I know I could go to Costco for like 6.5. So all of a sudden, Tag Heuer, and it is weird, this thing's $6, and I'm paying a G, and there's some Jamaican woman down there going, yeah, you got a good deal. Oh, my God, I can't believe you American come down here. You hose me. Whoa. Yeah, well, I'm sitting there thinking I'm walking out of there. So that's the story on that one. I just want to let you know. Our website today, by the way, features a question, philhenryshow.com. This is the following question. Cool series of photos that I'd like to take. Would it be A, soldier carrying Bin Laden's head out of a cave, B, Britney Spears showering, C, the nuke on impact on Baghdad, or D, Pamela Anderson showering? And let's find out exactly what's leading in this poll today. What would you rather see, Bin Laden's head coming out of a cave, Britney Spears showering, a nuke hitting Baghdad, or Pamela Anderson? Oh, actually, it's Pamela Anderson getting undressed. 46% Britney Spears showering, 33% Bin Laden's head coming out of a cave. So, you know, it's close. It's close. 13%. Now, that's the one I would have picked, the nuke hitting Baghdad, because I can't wait for that day to come. I can't wait for the day, man, when the mushroom cloud rises gently, in a, just an almost billowous manner, gently rising above the fine city of Baghdad. Does that make me sound like a moron? Do I sound like some kind of a revisionist fascist? Do I sound like an anti-history numbnut? Well, I guess I do. I'm an appreciator of culture and an appreciator of history and archaeology, but the day... See, you heard me the other day. I was on the air here like 2 weeks ago, and a lot of what I said was, you know, because I was angry. 2 weeks ago, I said that every single Middle East state was an enemy state, and the best thing we could do would be to nuke every last one of them. Was I angry? Was I out of my mind? Maybe, but it still sounds like a good idea. Because I just had it, you know. I'd had it with all these cats.
There are reasons why the Baghdadians are against us, and it goes back many hundreds of years.
Yes, save it. And I got tired of hearing about how the people over there, with it, we're terrorists, and with what we're doing is no different from what they did in New York. You got to be some kind of a simpleton to think that way. You have to be either a simpleton or a massively hemorrhaging coward to think like that. Anyway, I don't want to get too heavy into the whole geopolitical fascist thing. But I just thought it's interesting. So Britney Spears taking a shower wins out over Bin Laden's head coming out of a cave. But I would say 46% to 33% is not what I would call a landslide. So there's still room for, there's still a little room to move there for Bin Laden's head coming out of that cave. Or those nukes coming down on Baghdad. May I recommend that be your vote when you log on to PhilHenryShow.com. Yes, PhilHenryShow.com. For only $6.95, you can get all the archive material that you want. And you got our 30-day archive, listen live, plus all of the great classic bits, short-form bits. Let me just take this time now to do an infomercial for our... No, seriously, our website, we're getting up there with the subscriber base. Now, I heard a thing today, and I actually read it. I don't know whether you guys know this or not, but a lot of radio websites, radio personality websites, are going to this subscriber model. In other words, where you used to go to these radio station websites and you'd get the free audio, you don't get that no more. Now you got to log on, you got to subscribe, then you get your free audio. The thinking being that there's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees you free audio off the Internet. Anyway, today, either today or yesterday, in a magazine called Radio Today, Dr. Laura and Art Bell were quoted as saying that they have posted on their websites basically a statement saying they don't agree with the subscriber base, the subscriber model. They don't dig it. And if it was up to them, they wouldn't have it there, right? Which is cool, but it's easy for them to say because, you know, with all due respect to those two very talented people, there ain't nobody going to Morpheus.com or Napster looking to download one of Dr. Laura's raps. But what's happening to me is they're going over there and they're finding my stuff, they're downloading that, and they're getting it for free, see? So I can't keep that from happening. But what I can do is protect the stuff that I can protect. And I can also do one more thing. I can offer you all the audio that you want from the Phil Henry Show, the quality of which is like 8 million percent better than anything you will find anywhere else on any other website. So if you find Phil Henry audio on any site other than PhilHenryShow.com, you are getting garbage can audio, real scratchy, crap, lo-fi mung. Whereas on our website, it is positively the best quality audio that you will get. And not only that, way, way more material on our website than you could find anywhere else. Way more. We got a 30-day archive, and on top of that, we're archiving all the shows that go back beyond that. We got stuff from Minneapolis. We got stuff from Miami. We got all our early L.A. stuff. We got our short-form bits, long-form bits. We got drops. Every cool bit that we ever did, we got it. So what do you want to go to some of these other sites and try to download some of my stuff for free when you're getting the lo-fi mung quality on the audio, and, you know, it sucks. Not only that, but when you log on to our, when you get a subscription, get the Backstage Pass, the Phil Henry Show website, check it out, you get the Phil Cam. Now, you think that that's not a big deal, and I don't think it's all that big of a deal, but I got 500, 600 people trying to cram into the Museum of Television and Radio to watch me do my show. Because it's weird, apparently, to watch me go from character to me to character to me, because I go in and out of character. We're going to have a webcam where you can see that every 2 months. Because we're not going to do it every day, and we're not going to do it every month. It's going to be a special thing, but we'll have special event webcasts of the Phil Henry Show. And all of that stuff costs a really horrific, overly inflated, horribly gouging, drive your family to the poorhouse, your kids are eating out of a garbage can, $6.95 a month. Now, you can't beat that, I mean, with a stick, brother. So, log on to PhilHenryShow.com. And get that stuff. Because I ain't putting up anything on my website saying, I'd like to apologize that you have to pay. It's not, there's nothing wrong. You know, I understand you want to get, you know, all the audio you want to get. But look at, where's it written that says I got to start giving this stuff away? You know, I got a radio show that gives it away every day, which you're more than happy to listen to that. But if you're going to go to my website, you're going to give it away there. And like, remember we had all those people bellyaching about it? How dare you? How dare I? Oh, how dare you go to work and get paid, man? Am I sounding kind of strident and angry? Am I bitching? Does it sound okay, or am I sounding bitchy and feminine? I'm joking. Okay, but anyway, just go to the website, get the stuff. $6.95. It's a beautiful thing for audio from the funniest radio show on the air today in America, The Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com. 1-800-449-8686. all kinds of comedy today. Anthrax, leprosy, black death. Just some great stuff ahead on The Phil Henry Show. Another guy who's never at a loss for any bullcrap is Larry Flynt. He wants to send his reporters, as you know, Larry wants to play poker with Donald Trump, wants to send his reporters to Afghanistan, and then he, you know, eventually wants to be elected Pope. So he's just got a lot of different things he wants to do. And he wants to send his reporters to Afghanistan, which would be great, Larry. Get them all over there, and then maybe the first day they all get wasted with one of them shoulder-mounted missiles. Like all six of them, bam, they're gone, you know. Who are you sending over there anyway? Anita Dick and Me or Ivana Humpalot or Ophelia Nuts? Who? They're all like past centerfolds. And when you're talking about a past centerfold from Hustler, that's you're talking about something the Center for Disease Control would be very interested in, at least for... Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Gene on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How are you, sir?
Fine. You want to get on a better phone, sir? Like maybe off the speakerphone?
I'm not on a speaker. Let me hold on a second. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. It's
all those reporters ridden hard and put away wet. Yes, sir.
I heard you talking about you picked up a watch that's not working so well in the Caribbean.
Yes.
Right. I'm in the travel business. I run a couple of websites that sell travel online, and I was wondering, did you go ahead and contact the cruise line that you were with, because they usually verify if you purchase the watch or jewelry in the islands, like in San Juan or St. Thomas, that if you go to one of their shops that are on their list, they'll take care of the refund for you and get that watch replaced.
Well, it's under warranty.
It's under warranty, and you don't have to worry about it. Just contact the cruise line.
Why do I got to do that? Why don't I just take it to one of their dealers and have it fixed? It's under warranty.
That's if you don't have any problem doing that. You'll sometimes find that...
Might be easier for me to take it to a dealer close by than mail it off to the cruise line in Florida. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. You need to verify that it can be repaired for you in the States and doesn't have to go back to the...
Well, if it can't be repaired for me by a dealer in the States, then it ain't a real tag wear watch.
Well, it should be.
Right.
So
thanks a lot. Here's Jason on a Phil Henry Show. Hello. Jason?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, I just wanted a couple things. First, I wanted to tell you, I think you're a friggin' genius, man.
Yeah?
I really like your show.
Well, then subscribe to my website for only $6.95. Yeah, when we get around to that, that genius stuff is okay. We get around to paying for it, then. That's a whole different thing. So, but no, I thank you for your comment.
Hey, real quick, Phil. Have you ever been to philhenry.com, spelled H-E-N-R-Y?
Yeah, it's a porn site.
No.
Yeah, H-E-N-R-Y. Some dumbass thought he knew how to spell my name and put up my name, got a URL with my name on it, and it's like porn.
Well, there's another philhenry.com website that's got a picture of a guy who's an inventor, man, and this guy is so funny looking that he'd make a great new character.
Serious?
Serious. You can check it out. This guy's so hilarious. I was rolling on the floor for about a half hour yesterday trying to find your website.
philhenry.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you do that, Craig? Because I can't do this.
This guy's a piece of work.
I'm in a wheelchair.
Hey,
really? Well, there was one other website that was philhenry.com, and when you logged on, you got, like, kinky older women. What do you got? All right, let me see the picture. So Craig found it, and the cat is... Oh, this guy looks like the father from My Little Margie. Look at him with the silver helmet hair. Phil Henry's... What's that say? Phil Henry's what?
Homepage.
Phil Henry's homepage.
Entrepreneur.
A race car driver.
Storm chaser.
And an author. He's written a series of books featuring Pippi Longstocking and some other, like farm animals. Yeah, that guy's good. He's got one of those nice insurance company pictures, one of those insurance executive pictures. The guy looks like he's taking a, you know, a tranquilizing dart to the ass, so he's just frozen there. Good, man. Thank you.
Hey, I
thanks for depressing me even
you.
More. Huh?
I got a business offer for you real quick.
Go ahead. Hey, yeah, he looks like Fabio at the age of 90.
Hey, I put together interactive CDs. I think it would be cool to put together an interactive behind-the-scenes CD for another fundraiser for you.
Okay, call up Chris Pelton, our associate producer.
What, same number or different number?
Different number.
All right. Well, if you can put me back on with him.
All right, there you go. Go ahead. You deal with it. Deal with him, Hemingway. PhilHenry.com. You know, when I was a kid, I used to look in the phone book for H-E-N-D-R-I-E. I wanted to know if there was anybody else who spelled their last name the way my family spells our last name. And I couldn't find any. Now, I grew up in Los Angeles, which is a, even when I was a kid, it was a pretty big town. I couldn't find one Henry anywhere in the phone book, except for our family out in Arcadia. And now, well, hell, it's all over the place. Any porn site you want to visit. Here's Jeff on the Phil Henry Show. Jeff, hi.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
First, it was great to hear you on WIOD here in Miami.
Thank you.
It's ironic how you're back on the same station. Secondly, what the reason I called was, doesn't Dr. Laura sell a monthly newsletter?
I don't know.
Yeah, she has a monthly newsletter that people subscribe to.
Okay.
Which they pay a monthly service fee for.
That's interesting, yeah.
Rush Limbaugh does the same thing.
And I don't know. I guess they figure their radio show, since it's free over the air, it ought to be free on the internet. But you're right. It ain't like they're above charging people for stuff.
Right. They're on 600 stations or so in the United States. That's because the show is practically free, is it not?
The shows, syndicated shows in general, if they're syndicated by anybody that's got any reputation at all, are generally nationally sponsored. So we make our money from our advertiser and are offered to the stations for nothing more than a proof of performance.
Right.
Meaning you got to at least run the commercials. So
right.
Yes. The answer to your question is yes. So
anyway,
I'm not sure which side of the street we're working tonight here. You like the fact that her show is free on the radio, but the fact that she's charging for her newsletter?
Just the fact that she has to comment about yours.
She didn't comment about mine.
Oh, I thought you said.
Okay, thanks for listening. Here's Tammy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tammy.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Good.
She didn't comment about my website. I was commenting about hers.
No,
she's
not
an asshole. I am. Yes, go ahead, Tammy. Yes, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to me.
No, I'm not talking. I'm talking to you, but not about you.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Listen to your show about every night when I drive home. I work in Sarasota.
That's pretty sick.
And why?
No, that's all right.
I love what you do. I have to admit, though, the first week, I thought your show was for real.
Of course.
I did.
Yeah.
I totally believed it. And I even called you one night, and I was like, I can't believe you'd say all this stuff on the radio and blah, blah, blah. Are you sure this is real? And you hung up on me.
I did?
Yes.
It must have been
my,
I hung up, you were on the air with me, or?
No, I was calling. I had a question for you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You just hung up.
Well, our screening process, Tammy, it's not that we want to be rude, but we screen pretty fast. We just boom, boom,
oh,
boom,
okay.
move. We stick and move, just like the old Muhammad Ali.
Oh, okay. Well, I love all the characters you have. My favorite one was when you had the woman about the Afghanistan women who they're trying to convert, I guess.
Yes, she said that, look, since there's a possibility we could lose this war,
right.
So let's get all American women used to wearing burkas, yeah.
I thought that was hilarious, but I believed it.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
Yeah. It was disgusting.
Usually
and
it takes
people. And I tried and tried to call so I could comment on it. I couldn't believe this woman was saying that.
It shouldn't take you a week to figure out the show, though, Tammy.
I know.
It should
but
only
see,
take you about a day.
I know,
yeah.
But see, I only listened to portions of it, and so every day I listened to it, it was a different character.
I don't know what that says about me. You listened every day, but you couldn't stand listening for more than 5 minutes. I don't know what that says.
No. I drive home
okay.
Every day on the highway.
You got a short commute. Yeah.
Yeah, I love your show.
Thanks,
do a great
Tammy.
Job.
Thanks
Keep
for
up
calling.
The good work.
All right, have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. You
Bye.
Too, Phil. Bye.
Okay. Hey, that's something we ought to do, is get calls from people on the road and stuff and talk to them about going to their grandma's, and that'd be really neat, wouldn't it? Huh? We're not going to be here tomorrow, but everybody's on the road tonight. Everybody is on the road tonight, traveling someplace, somewhere, trying to get somewhere. They're not that they're going anywhere. They're just trying to get there. Okay? Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Well, I think a lot of the work they're doing.
Okay, let me get with everybody and tell everyone, welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. Roland Schwinn from Good Life Magazine has joined us from, you're over at the West Side Fashion Park, right?
Yeah, we're over at Rudy's right now, Phil, in the kitchen area, and we are preparing tomorrow's Thanksgiving dinner for our Good Life magazine exhibition, which will be taking place in one of the terrariums here in the mall.
Now, this exhibition, Thanksgiving dinner exhibition, was invented or created by...
Now, let me give you the background on the story. Myself, Richard Kaiser, and a couple of other writers from the magazine, witnessing all of the layoffs and witnessing all of the tough times so many people are having around Thanksgiving, especially since 9/11 and especially since the economy has turned sour, we wanted to inspire people. We wanted to inspire people to get back to work, inspire people to work harder, and we wanted to inspire especially the airline workers and the travel agents who are currently out of work. We wanted to inspire them to perhaps aim a bit higher in their career aspirations.
Now, that's the thing that kind of troubled me. You're saying that working in an airline and the travel agency businesses, both of which have suffered a lot of layoffs, you say that's easy?
I don't know if it's easy. It doesn't seem like there's much to do. If you're a travel agent, you're just sitting and talking to airlines all day long and booking hotel reservations and taking a coffee break and standing there at the window of your travel agency waiting for people to come in. These people, I think, need to stop feeling sorry for themselves. And they need to be inspired. And they need, Phil, and we are going to be underlining this in our Thanksgiving dinner exhibition tomorrow night, give them a fishing pole, not a fish.
Well, that sounds like some, I bet you George Bush would love you.
Well, I really believe that the best way to help people who are having a difficult time, especially around the holidays, is to give them a fishing pole, not a fish.
That means give them the means to find a living and not the food itself or the handout itself.
That is absolutely correct. A lot of these people are one step away from pushing a shopping cart. The world of airline workers where you could show up, punch tickets, serve drinks, and go home. The world is changing. So Jack Dalton and I, who work at he works at Wine and Brie Monthly, hit on the idea of having the Thanksgiving feast.
All right. So you're going to feed these guys Thanksgiving dinner, which is not exactly the most original thing?
No, that is not what we're going to do. We are going to do something far more creative, and I think far much better, and there's something coming out of the oven right now.
Are you cooking right now?
We are in the kitchen of Rudy's, yes. We're cooking right now.
Go ahead. What are you going to do?
We're going to do something better. We are inviting people who are out of work. We are inviting individuals who are having a tough time financially. We are inviting them to come down to the West Side Fashion Park and watch us eat Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow night. And when you watch the different courses as they come out onto the table, and you watch people who are working for a living, and you watch people who are earning a paycheck, enjoying the fruits of their labors, you will be inspired to go out and do the same thing. We're very excited about it. And
I want to get this clear. You are going to sit in a terrarium.
That is glassed off, yes.
You're in a glassed off terrarium, so the people come down and watch you eat dinner.
They're going to watch us eat Thanksgiving dinner.
And the various courses?
Yes.
What are the... So they're going to see you eating the various courses, but they're not having any themselves?
No, we're not serving them dinner. What we're doing is giving them inspiration to go out and find a job. And that means giving them the fishing pole, not the fish, Phil. And that is the theme of this year's Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving dinner exhibition, give them a fishing pole, not a fish.
I'm talking with Roland Schwinn of Good Life Magazine. I don't really understand this now. You're having a Thanksgiving feast tomorrow, but you're not, and you're inviting people who are out of work, especially airline workers and travel agents.
That is right.
To come down and watch you eat dinner.
That is exactly right. And
you know,
I understand it is very, very unconventional, but tough times, I think tough times necessitate unconventional ideas.
So by coming down and watching you eat Thanksgiving dinner, they'll be inspired?
Well, Phil, it's not like anybody can just come and watch anyone eat a Thanksgiving dinner. This is a Thanksgiving feast that is being catered by Rudy's, one of the finest restaurants on the West Side. It is being sponsored by Good Life and Wine and Brie Monthly Magazine. It will feature a succulent butterball hen turkey that is stuffed with a boneless duck. We are going to have caviar pie, mashed potatoes, mashed wasabi potatoes. We'll have a garlic-spiced squash. We will have the green beans that have been blanched very lightly, a delicious dinner rolls, a wonderful wine. We've got a great Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah, but all of this stuff you're describing here, if I can interrupt you.
Sure.
This is all stuff that only you are going to eat.
That is the point, and that's what makes this so helpful to the homeless and to those who are out of work.
All right, so if I'm getting you correctly, they'll come down, watch you eat your Thanksgiving dinner, and be inspired to go out and get jobs.
That is exactly correct, Phil. And it is, I've got something else you can hear.
I hear the bells going off, so these are things that are coming in.
These are things coming in and out of the oven. Let me try some of it. This is our caviar pie, Phil, and what I do is put a layer of sour cream, and then there is a layer of egg white, and then the caviar. Let me just try some of this one, though. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. This is fantastic.
Now, what is that? That's the caviar pie.
That is a caviar pie with a layer of egg white, a layer of sour cream. Then, of course, comes just a light sprinkling of a crushed, cracked pepper. And then comes the caviar. It's just, let me just drink.
You know, ordinarily when there's a cooking show, they offer the host some, but...
Yeah, this being radio.
I understand, this being radio.
Mm. Absolutely delicious. God. Jesus. Oh.
Good.
It's delicious, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. From the kitchen of Rudy's on the West Side is Roland Schwinn. They're having their Thanksgiving Day feast tomorrow. It'll be featuring a butterball turkey. It's going to be stuffed with a boneless duck. It's going to have a caviar pie. I don't know all the things you said.
Wasabi mashed potatoes, Phil, which is a very unique idea.
Yeah, but all of this food that you are going to be eating along with Jack Dalton and Jim Kaiser. Just the three of you?
The three main writers for our magazine, yes.
And nobody else, the people are invited to come down and watch you eat.
That is right. And the reason for this, Phil... We're going to give people a fishing pole, not a fish. We're going to give them the inspiration to see how well I live so that they'll go out and get the same kind of life. And
now, you say you're in a glassed-in terrarium. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
It's glassed. Are you inside the glass and the people?
No, the people who come to watch us eat have to stay outside the glass, Phil, and that is for no other reason other than hygiene. A lot of people who've been out of work, perhaps their hygiene isn't the best. We're trying to be safe. There's anthrax everywhere. We are trying to be safe. And
you're trying to protect yourself from the people that come down to see you.
Phil, I don't want...
Well, I didn't mean to put it that way, but in other words, the people who come down to watch you eat don't get to go near the food or...
No, but it's not that we're keeping them from the food. It's that it's better that they not eat. Because by keeping them from the food that we're eating... It forces them to go out and find a real job as opposed to the airline and travel agency work they've been doing and actually get a real job and then eventually have a Thanksgiving feast that approaches the one that we're going to have tomorrow night. We're very excited about this. This is Job Fair Expo 1, and it is all about our Thanksgiving feast exhibition. Give them a fishing pole, not a fish. We're very excited about it.
There goes another dish out of the oven.
That is right, Phil. And we will pipe the smell of the food into the common area so that people can at least get a sniff of what it is.
Doesn't it seem to you like sitting there and eating in front of... You know how they used to say when we were kids, eating in front of people is rude?
Yeah, they used to say that. But like I said, Phil, these are different times. Different times call for different measures. I thought the time is right to break the mold. Let's do things that other people haven't done yet. Let's inspire people to go out and get a job. And if we can inspire one former airline worker, one former travel agent, to actually go out and get a real job for a change by sitting and eating in front of them, We really feel we've done some good. It's about giving people a fishing pole.
Yeah, a fishing pole, not a fish, which means, you know, you earn the means to get your own food.
That is exactly right, Phil, and we're very excited about it. And we are in preparation for the meal, and this preparation will be going on all throughout the evening. I am, I got to tell you, Phil, I just tasted some of the duck. Oh, my God.
Delicious, huh?
It is absolutely delicious.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Terry, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. We're talking to Roland Schwimm from Good Life Magazine.
Yes, I believe this man is just making fun and taking this in a way that he thinks that it's funny that people that are without a job right now and cannot feed their family due to the September 11th attack. I mean,
why do you get the impression what I'm trying to do is inspire people to
you're
actually
not inspiring people by eating and stuffing your face and having other people watch you?
Why do you say that? In other words,
because that is not
inspiring
to anybody. If I would be without a job, I would be inspired. Somebody would tell me, we're opening an office, and you could come in here and make faxes, and we'll help you with resumes. But not, you could come in here and watch me eat.
Wait a minute. You said,
hold on, you got to swallow that food.
I'm sorry. You were saying...
Let me ask Terry a question, Terry. First of all, when you see people living well, does that inspire you to do better or to try to achieve some of the things you see other people have?
That's what I'm telling you.
If somebody is living well and they
swallow?
Have a good car and maybe a great home, you say, wow, you know, I would like to have that one day and people
that
work
right,
harder.
Terry. That's
but
right,
not
Terry.
Watching somebody eat.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, what's the difference between a great car and a wonderful meal? And the great, my God, sir, if you could get
and,
one
and
look.
First of all, you're addressing this to the people that had that are out of work due to the September 11th attack.
Exactly.
I mean, if your office would have been up in one of those towers or those buildings, you will be without a job also, and nobody will be telling you, come over to my house so you can watch me eat, but you cannot eat.
No, I'm talking specifically about the airline workers or the people who work for the travel agency.
Well, those are decent jobs also. I mean, if we wouldn't have travel agents,
millions of people
wouldn't be able to work
right. I have to ask
know,
Mr.
within the United States.
I have to ask Mr. Schwinn to swallow his food, okay?
I'm terribly sorry. Terry, I am asking those in the airline industry and the travel business to perhaps for the first time in their lives go out and get real work.
I believe airline industry and a travel agent is a real job.
Right,
I mean, without them, a lot
Good
of us
point.
That travel
Good
wouldn't
point.
Be able to travel as fast and get to where we need to get.
All right. Thank you, Terry, for your call. If you're going to talk to my listeners, you need to not eat while you're...
I'm sorry, Phil, but we are taste testing. We want to make sure that we have the very best.
There's only going to be three of you guys eating. I mean, how much food do you need to prepare?
This is going to be an all-day exhibition.
Starting when?
At about 9 a.m.
And when do you end up?
About 10 that night.
You'll be eating solidly from 9 until 10.
That is correct, bringing in different forms of the food.
Well, I think it's one thing to say that you're going to inspire people to find better work and maybe a better lot in life. I think it's something else, as the lady said, to say that airline industry workers and travel agents need to be inspired to get a job, a real job, for the first time in their lives. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
If you are an unemployed individual, if you got hit by the 9/11 terrorist attacks, you lost your job, Roland Schwinn, along with a couple of gentlemen from Good Life Magazine, are putting on a food exhibition where you can come down to the West Side Fashion Park and watch them eat Thanksgiving dinner. And as you watch them eat this terrific dinner they're eating, you'll get inspired to get a job and be able to eat a great Thanksgiving dinner, too. And I know that you're in the kitchen right now, Roland.
Well, hold on for a minute. The wild rice pecan stuffing has just come out of the oven. Oh, this is what makes having a job so beneficial, the fact that I can actually have the wild rice pecan.
I'm just saying that to have people come down and not partake of the food and just watch you eat may seem insensitive.
No, it's giving them a fishing pole.
Yeah, I know, not a fish. 1-800-449-8686. Wendy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I was unemployed for 6 months. I was looking like a dog. And I just think you're so insensitive and so out of touch. Why don't you take the money?
I don't know what you mean by looking like a dog.
Huh?
What do you mean you were looking like a dog?
Meaning I was looking out there every single day. It took 6 months to
find a
job.
She was looking, you were looking a lot for work.
Looking a lot for work. Wendy, I feel for your plight. What I'm saying is if you come down to the Thanksgiving feast we're having tomorrow, and you see the food going, it sort of inspires you to work hard at the job.
Did your mommy never teach you that it's impolite to talk with your mouth full?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't, because you're being extremely rude and talking with
no,
your
I'm
mouth
full. No, I'm not being rude. I'm trying to tell you, we are cooking a feast that if you come down and watch me eat it, you'll want to get a good enough job where you can eat and live that way as well. That's the whole
point. What?
So if people come down and watch you eating this food, they'll be inspired.
I think I
how come you don't take the money you're spending on this feed?
Why are you spending all this time talking to me? Why aren't you out looking for a job? You're out of touch.
I finally got one and I'm on my way home. How come you don't use this money you're spending on the feed to create some jobs?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you go out and inspire people? That's what I do. Why doesn't Tony Robbins do that?
Will you swallow the food, please?
Mm-hmm. Something else came out of the...
Yo, forget about what's coming out of the oven and just swallow before you get on here with me. Alicia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go
Thank
ahead.
You for...
Yes.
I've never called a radio station in my life.
Oh.
I'm driving, and this man is absolutely creating... I'm getting palpitations. Incredible. The only thing that he is compelling me inspiring in me is for somebody to either give him the Hemlick and get that food out of his mouth, or pay for image I have in my mind is this man with a mouth full of food.
I'm trying to inspire people.
You are not inspiring anything. The only thing that you're inspiring is a mouth full of food that are incapable of swallowing.
What is your main complaint? I don't understand. So in other
my
words,
main
I...
complaint is that you are totally out of touch with reality. Okay? And if you will just be quiet long enough to swallow your food and listen to me, I will greatly appreciate it.
All right, I have to put you on hold.
I'll try. I'm sorry,
okay,
Phil. The wild pecan rice came out of the oven. It is wonderful, Alicia. And
sweetheart, I have a very successful business. I'm in aviation. And you know what, honey? It is a job. It is a real job.
No, what part of aviation do you work in?
50 people in aviation Miami.
What part of aviation do you work? Are you an airline?
I'm in aircraft maintenance. Okay? I'm a repair station in Miami, and I also have maintenance.
What are you doing?
The sour cream just came out of the oven, and this is the caviar pie. Alicia, I'm going to do a taste test.
No, sweetheart, you know what you need to do is just get off the radio and let people that are more in tune with the reality. Okay?
What is up with this guy and his food?
Yeah.
Incredible. It is disgusting.
Here comes
the
sour
disgusting
cream.
What this guy is doing. I pray to God that he never.
Sally's pulling out the scalloped potatoes. Oh.